This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a surprise visit to Iraq today. He visited the Abu Ghraib prison where U.S. soldiers mistreated Iraqi prisoners. Later, Rumsfeld addressed American troops and took questions about their mission. And he promised that the people responsible for the prison abuses would be brought to justice.
There'll be plenty of potholes in the road. And mistakes will get made, and people will have to be picked up and put back on that path towards a freer system. But one day, you're going to look back, and you're going to be proud of your service, and you're going to say it was worth it.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld's arrival in Baghdad comes one day after members of Congress got to look at still more photographs of what happened at that prison. The U.S. military brought the pictures to specially secured rooms on Capitol Hill, since they're still secret. The lawmakers emerged with grim descriptions of what they saw, which we will hear in this report by NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Be advised, the descriptions are graphic.
One senator said there are about 1,800 photos and several videos. Most lawmakers did not want to describe on tape what they'd seen. Several said at least one photo showed a male Iraqi prisoner forced to masturbate. One senator said he saw a picture of troops preparing to sodomize a prisoner. A few photos showed female Iraqi prisoners exposing their breasts, according to lawmakers. And when asked if any of the photos showed a prisoner being beaten to death by U.S. troops, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn responded this way.
It was hard to tell what we were seeing.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson described photos of attack dogs menacing and apparently wounding a prisoner. Nelson said he tried to count the number of soldiers that may have been involved.
And in one particular still photo, among troops that are in a hallway where you've seen the clump of people tied together on the floor, we counted 7 or 8 troops.
Nelson said seeing that photo made him question again how high up the ladder of military leadership responsibility may go.
You can't tell me that 7 Army privates are the ones who are responsible for this.
Texas Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison also noted the personnel in the photos.
The pictures clearly are people who are guards, and in some cases, people not even in the military, just commingled. But what their rank was would be impossible to tell.
Pentagon officials said some of the photos were personal and depicted sexual acts that did not involve prisoners. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay remarked that it appeared as if someone was trying to make a porn film. Because of federal privacy laws and because of the ongoing military investigations and courts martial, lawmakers said the photos are not likely to be released, at least not immediately. A chorus of senators and House members agreed that this was proper. Many, like Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner, said keeping them under wraps is the safest thing to do right now.
It diminishes these photos from inspiring the enemy to inflict further damage on the members of the armed forces of the United States, our coalition forces, and indeed the vast infrastructure of civilians that are trying to work in support in the rebuilding of Iraq.
The kidnappers who killed American civilian Nicholas Berg in Iraq said they did so in part to retaliate for the abuse of Iraqis in U.S. custody. Lawmakers said yesterday they were concerned that making these more graphic photos public could lead to similar acts. But some said not releasing them could also be dangerous. Because the Pentagon does not know how many copies exist or who has them, some lawmakers worried that individual photos could find their way out one by one, prolonging the crisis indefinitely. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.